Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q1 FY26 earnings conference call of Laxmi Rental Limited, hosted by Motilal Oswal Financial Services Limited. Kindly note this conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Tushar Manudhane from Motilal Oswal Financial Services. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Muskan. Good afternoon, everyone. Tushar from Motilal Oswal Financial Services. Welcome you all for Q1 FY26 earnings conference call of Laxmi Rental Limited. From the management side, we have with us today Mr. Rajesh Thakker, Chairperson and Whole-time Director, Mr. Sameer Merchant, Managing Director and CEO, and Mr. Dharmesh Dattani, CFO. I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Rajesh Thakker for his opening remarks, followed by the opening remarks of Sameer sir and Dharmesh sir. Over to you, sir. Rajesh sir?
Thank you so much, Tushar, for the introduction. Good afternoon, everybody. Warm welcome to all of you, and thanks for joining our earnings call. On this call, we are joined by our MD and CEO, Sameer Merchant, CFO, Mr. Dharmesh Dattani, and Strategic Growth Advisor, our investor relations advisors. The results and the presentations are uploaded on the stock exchange and company website. I hope everybody has had a chance to look at them. I'm delighted to share with you that we have a good start for the financial year FY26 by recording our highest-ever quarterly revenue of rupees 66 crores in the first quarter. This accounts for healthy growth of 10% on a year-on-year basis and 8% on a sequential basis. We maintain a healthy margin profit of 18.2% on the EBITDA level and 12.7% on the PAT level. During the quarter, as per our IPO objectives, we repaid the debt in full and are focused on expansion plan and long-term growth strategies, which are centered around digital dentistry and brand building. This will help us deepen our penetration among the existing dental partners while also expanding our dental network. In line with these goals, we deployed additional intraoral scanner during the quarter. We advertised during the IPL campaign to create more awareness for our product category. We also spent time meeting DSOs, chain of clinics across countries. As the dental industry is continuously evolving in nature, we are proactively taking efforts to stay ahead of the curve and gain advantage of moving towards the latest technologies and innovations. In line with that, I am delighted to announce that we have recently made a strategic investment in IDBG AI-Dent Global Private Limited. Though this company is a startup, we believe that they have done commendable work on the AI side of dentistry. Their solutions include AI-powered dental image, X-ray analysis software, and AI-powered. This acquisition is a step ahead towards our primary focus and efforts on increasing the penetration of digital dentistry in the country. It is strategically aligned with our vision towards innovation, efficiency, and market expansion in dental healthcare, both domestically and internationally. These AI products will improve the quality of treatment, service given by the dentist, and also enhance the experience for the patient. By adding such values to the users, this product will help us grow faster and provide a competitive edge over other companies. We expect to launch this product in the current financial year, and I'm excited to observe its impact on the overall scheme of things. As we begin the second quarter and plan for the remainder of the year, our outlook anticipates that the revenue growth momentum will continue on a quarter-on-quarter basis, leading us up to a full-year revenue growth mark of 20%-25% in FY 2026. Now, I will request Samir to give you some more color on our business performance during the quarter. Thank you.
Thank you, Tushar. Thank you, Rajesh Bhai. Good afternoon, everyone. Our business is built with an objective of delivering great value to dental professionals and the end customers across the world. In this endeavor of building a global business, we were able to achieve a solid double-digit growth in our international sales, and we delivered a decent performance in the domestic market. This is a noteworthy achievement that Q1 FY 2026 is being compared against an exceptionally strong Q1 FY 2025, where a capital gain on sales of property worth 6.6 crore was also added to the profits in Q1 FY 2025, resulting in even a higher profit and a non-comparable base. To further understand the business trends better, let me walk through our product mix. We have bifurcated the scanner sales from both dental and aligner segments and showed them separately. Dental laboratory business grew by 8% and constituted 59% of the revenues. Aligner solutions revenue rose by 18% and contributed 28% of the revenue. Our B2B2C aligner business faced some competition during this quarter. Scanner sales grew by 26% on year-on-year basis. Since this is strategic in nature and important for our push towards digitalization, the margins made on the scanner are not as high as our core dental products. But having said that, we do make decent gross margins on scanner sales and are strategically moving ahead with our efforts to profitably drive digital penetration. Higher digital contribution will drive the long-term profitability growth for the company. The balance 4% revenue came from our other businesses. Our Kidzee Dental business delivered a revenue of 4.4 crores. Overall, we continue to be very pleased with the progress we have made and are looking forward to building this success with innovative solutions and growing awareness. Now, I hand over to CFO, Mr. Dharmesh Dasani, to take it forward.
Thank you, Arun. Allow me to walk you through our financial performance. Let me give you a glance at our consolidated financial performance during Q1 of FY 2026. Revenue from operations grew by 10% to 65.6 crore, up from 59.7 crore on a year-on-year basis. Gross profit for the year stood at 48.1 crore, with a margin of 73.3%. Employee cost for the business stood at rupees 23.6 crore. It includes ESOP expenses of 1.84 crores. Other expenses stood at rupees 12.5 crore, lower by 7% on a year-on-year basis. For the quarter, EBITDA came in at 11.9 crore with a healthy margin of 18.2%. For better understanding of the business, one can look at the adjusted EBITDA, which includes recorded EBITDA plus 60% of the Kidzee Dental profit and ESOP expenses. This stood at rupees 14.8 crore. There has been a significant reduction in finance cost in Q1 FY 2026, down to rupees 0.5 crore from rupees 1.4 crore, as we reduce the debt from our balance sheet. PAT for the quarter stood at around 8.3 crores with a healthy margin of 13%. With this, we conclude our opening remarks and open the floor for Q&A. Over to you, Tushar.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Shalini Gupta from East India Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. I had a couple of questions. First one being that in the result presentation, the chairman sir has said that growth was impacted due to a strong base quarter, that is first quarter financial year 25. Now, and you have guided for a 20-25% growth for financial year 26. Now, my question is this, that if you look at the various quarters for financial year 25, growth has been strong as in above 60 crores for each of those quarters. So what gives you the confidence that you will be able to arrive at a 20% growth, sales growth for financial year 26?
Sure. Thank you for your question. See, we, like Rajesh Bhai said, where he clearly said that we are confident of doing 20-25% growth this year, our Q1 has done, say, 10% from Q4. Usually that's how we will keep growing on sequential basis. And the investments that we have made post the IPO are, we should be able to see the delivery numbers quarter on quarter. So we are very confident that the Q2 versus Q3 and Q4, we will have sequential growth of 8-10%.
Yeah, but
and
what
that
is
how
going
we
to
will, No, so all Sorry, so that's what I'm saying. Yes, all the investments that we have just done from our IPO proceeds will lead to geographical expansion, capacity expansion in terms of more digitization. So there are clear processes and the investments in place for us to keep sequentially growing this year by 8-10% quarter on quarter. And that is why we reinstated that line that we are very confident that we will grow by 20-25% this year.
Yes, sir. Now, basically a lot of geographical expansion. Now, my second question is that the laboratory offerings are the chunk of your business. And what is going to change, I mean, in terms of product-wise, can you say what is going to change for the rest of financial year 26?
I think that's a great question. We were looking forward to answer that. Scanner is our biggest enabler. Actually, if you see, last quarter, we had sold about 80 plus scanners in FY25 Q1. In FY26 Q1, we have sold more than 200 scanners. And we are on path to do more in the next quarter as they keep coming. So this is one of the biggest enabler for us, and when we sell the scanner, this is not a vanilla sale for us. Every scanner with the doctor is with a minimum value commitment. So when we sell the scanner, there is a minimum value which is tied for the doctor to give us business per scanner. So the more number of scanners we keep selling every quarter, the more customers we are confirming as part of our revenue in the future. So that is why we are extremely confident that we will grow in the domestic lab segment as well by 20-25%.
Yeah, sorry to ask this question. What is a scanner? What does it do for you?
Great question. So I'm sure either you or someone in the family would have been to a dentist, and probably someone in the family would have had a cap or a crown made of ceramic or zirconia. Is that correct?
I'm sure.
Great. Yeah, someone. So when the doctor has to send the measurements of your upper and lower jaw or the teeth, as you may say, they are currently using a physical impression, which is actually a silicon material. As compared to that, so first there is operation cost of that silicon material too. It is time taking, correct? If you are based in Delhi or some other city or some other state, it is going to take one day to travel and come to us. Versus a scanner is where the same process is done through a digital scanner where it's only scanning the jaw. Thereby, those impressions can be very accurate and can be just emailed to us, or they can use our custom portal to send the file to us in 5 minutes. And that is where the patient can get faster delivery, the patient can get better delivery, and this scanner is just not for the caps and crowns. Even in case of aligners, or for that matter, any restoration that the dentist desires to have, they can use the scanner and send the scan of their respective patients to us.
Okay. And sir, like you've spoken about the aligner solutions. So I just want to confirm. So these are not aligners, but these are aligner solutions that have grown, that have shown this kind of growth.
So aligner solutions has two parts of the business, B2B and B2B2C. So B2B is where we sell all the raw materials that you need to make an aligners in India and across the world. And B2B2C is where we sell the actual aligners, where we have branded aligners in India, where, you know, Kareena Kapoor is a brand ambassador, and we are growing our brand in India.
No, you're talking about aligner solutions, means it's something that is used in the aligner. Am I correct in my observation?
No, ma'am. The reason we said aligner solution is there are two parts of the business combined as aligner solutions. One is a B2B and one is B2B2C.
So essentially, when you're talking about this strong growth, you're talking about growth in the aligners.
Yes.
Okay. And so you've shown very strong growth in aligners and scanners. Now my question to you would be, what is the strength that you bring to the table on these businesses?
So one of our core strength, like I said, digitization is one of our biggest push, along with the brand that we have and the trust that we have created since few decades that we are there. So, you know, we have doctors and patients who are working with us since more than two decades. They have crowns placed in their mouth since more than two or three decades. So that's the kind of trust that we bring to the dentist and the end consumer, along with technology.
Okay. And when you mean, what do you mean by digitization? You've spoken about it across several presentations and so what exactly do you mean by digitization?
Digitization means anything and everything that the patient is experiencing today to make a restoration. We would like to digitize the process as much as possible. So one of the process which I just explained to you, ma'am, was the physical impression versus the digital impression. So that is big part of our push, because in terms of operational efficiency, if I have to explain you in a very simple manner, it's like if you could have an ATM machine and next to it you also want to have a cashier to deliver cash to people who are coming in. It's not efficient, right? You can't have two ways. Either just have the cashier or remove the cashier and have the ATM machine. So that is what we are doing. Currently, with physical and digital, we are close to 70% digitization. But we still have the cashier of 30%, which is the physical impression coming in. The goal of pushing the digital is that in the future, we would like to focus on only digital dentistry, because that is what the future is. And similarly, in that same thought process, we have invested in this AI company, where we also truly believe that AI in dentistry is bound to come. You know, we cannot avoid it. AI is touching all aspects of our life, and dentistry will also, it will touch, and we want to be the forefront runners in that, so that we can utilize the AI and make sure we keep pushing our digitization efforts.
Okay, and my last question to you, sir, is.
I'm sorry to interrupt, ma'am.
Yes, just last question. Last question.
Okay, go ahead.
Sir, what we find is that raw material costs are going up, and so are your employee expenses going up. So, and the margins have taken a hit. I'm even if I adjust for the fact that you took ESOP expenses, you expensed out some ESOP expenses in the quarter, but yet your raw material costs are going up and your employee expenses are going up. So what is your view on both these costs?
So our raw material cost, when you compare, is actually not going up because you are comparing the scanner sales together with the whole business. The scanner sales is an enabler for us. And when we buy the scanner, it's a trading item, correct? We are buying a scanner, we are selling a scanner, so it will come at trading margins. That is why you see that. But if you actually compare on a full year basis, and also as compared to Q4, our margins have grown. Comparing to Q1 is where we are saying it was an exceptional quarter. But if you compare full year FY 2025 versus the Q1, or if you compare the Q4 with Q1, in both scenarios, we have improved our margins.
What about employee costs? They've gone up. If I net it off from the ESOP expenses, so because you are a growing business, so I mean, growing business, fine, but employee expenses as a percentage of sales have gone up. So I mean, if you could just comment on this.
Ma'am, if you see our FY 2025, when we ended, we were at 35.9, and our current is we are close to 36. So net-net, we have not, but of course, if we have to improve sales, we have added some people because, like I said, we are forecasting quarter-on-quarter improvement sequentially 8%-10%. So for that, we will need to add few people in certain important positions for us to enable that growth for this year.
So that is fine. That has to be expected in a growing business.
Hello?
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Thank you, ma'am. The next question is from the line of Amit Agarwal from H.D. Hawa & Company. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good afternoon, sir.
Hi. Good afternoon.
Yes. Thank you for the opportunity. So what is the current utilization level of the six-month facility for expansion?
Your voice is breaking up, Amit. I don't know if it's for me or Muskan.
Sir, I just request you to use handset. Your voice is not clear properly.
Am I using the handset? Am I clear now?
Your voice is breaking a little bit.
Slightly better now.
Yeah. So my question was, what is the current capacity utilization across the six plants?
So it depends on branch to branch, but I would say we are in a reasonable capacity utilization in the lab, and for the others, there is still scope to improve the utilization, and that is what we have planned. We have invested to grow for the future.
And sir, what is the current confirmed order book across lab alignments and scanners?
So I wish we could do that, but this is not like the other sectors. We are working with a lot of dentists in India and across the world. So the order book concept in dentistry itself, at least on the lab aligner perspective, doesn't exist.
And sir, what are the top five growth geographies?
So if we have to see again, India is one of the key drivers of growth, and then there is Europe, which is our second driver of growth. Of course, U.S. is still, I would say, close to 20% part of the business, but we are seeing ourselves more as a global company. Even when we started our first call, we said that our wish and our constant drive is to make this a global company where we are there. Already, we are there in about 9,500 countries of the world. Our goal is we have all the products and the capabilities and are only awaiting regulatory clearances as we move forward in the future to be a company which will sell in probably every country in the world wherever we can get good regulatory clearance. And that's how we want to diversify ourselves.
And sir, do you feel that site visit will help us to understand the company better?
Sorry, what will help?
The plant visit in Bihar or in Bolpur.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We always encourage people to come and visit. You will be able to understand the company so much better. Apart from the fact that next time when you visit your dentist, you will have a few more questions than what you currently ask.
Yes, sir. Please, sir, can you please arrange a plant visit for us?
Absolutely. Why not? You can connect with SGA, who are our partners as an IR, and they will be more than happy to schedule a visit.
I appreciate answering your questions, sir. All the best for the future. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Welcome.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask question. The next question is from the line of Nirali Shah from Ashika Stock Services. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. I have two questions. So first one is on the gross margins. I just wanted to understand, you've indicated that the scanner gross margins are lower, but at the same time, you also mentioned that scanner is our biggest enabler. I'm failing to understand how, if this is the biggest enabler, how will we be bringing our gross margins to a higher level or maybe to our historical levels, and henceforth, going ahead, how can we improve on that? And if also you can share, if possible, on the margin mix between the scanners and the core dental products.
Sure. So when we said that scanner is an enabler, we, and that is why if you see this time in our presentation, we have showed the scanner separately. And we internally are tracking very clearly that what is our gross margins on our standard business and what is the gross margin on our scanner business. But when you combine them is where you're seeing that the gross margin is changing. But you have to understand a scanner is a hardware. If I'm buying the hardware, say for example at 100 rupees, you know, you would typically sell at 20, 25, 30% the hardware to a customer. But when I'm creating our own product, that is where the gross margin will be in the range of 75 to 80%. But this is a hardware. So you should not combine together to see the margin. And scanner is one of the key component of enabler, because when it comes digital impression versus say a physical impression, our operational efficiency, and like the previous gentleman said, if you do a site visit, you will tell me that how my margins will improve versus us telling you how it will improve if we get digital impression versus physical impression. And that's the feedback we have had previously. When they visited, they came and met the management and said, Sameer bhai, Rajesh bhai, abhi to aap aisa karoge to aapka to margin improve hoga. I'm like, this is exactly what we are trying to say. Ki aap site visit karo, aap khud ko hi pata chal jayega that how the operational process functions between a digital impression and a physical impression. So, and that is why we feel that in terms of margin, we are only improving. Actually, if you see on FY25 to Q1, we have improved our margin at an overall level.
Understood. I think what you mentioned, site visits, would be better to understand
yes.
this.
Yes.
Okay. And my next question is on the kids e-dental. So this quarter, we did a 44 million revenue. How should we think about this business like in a growth trajectory perspective? And should 45 million be a sustainable quarterly run rate, or what kind of growth should we see here?
No, it will definitely grow higher. In fact, we have explained this in our previous call that we are awaiting certain regulatory approvals which should be done either in Q3 or Q4. Once we achieve those regulatory approvals, I feel we are confident that what we did last year with Kidzi, we should be able to do 20-25% growth in Kidzi as well.
20-25% growth for the Kidzi dental.
Correct.
On a yearly basis.
Yes.
Okay, understood. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Hushal Goyal from Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead.
Hi Sameer, hi Rajesh, thanks for taking
me. Hey,
hi.
Just a quick one. I understand the margin has long-term tailwinds structurally, but in the near term, can you please maybe flesh out the impact of US tariffs on your business and the steps being taken currently to mitigate the impact?
Great. So on the previous tariff situation, when it was 10%, we were able to pass on the tariffs of 10%. So there was no impact based on that. Now the current 25, which has just happened, I would say probably 3, 4, 5 days back, we are still taking, you know, situation consideration. We are having meetings with our customer, and we are confident that there will be able, that we should be able to pass on, I would say, majority of it. We may have to take care of some part of it, but at the same time, there is an inter-company transfer pricing that we have with our own subsidiary in US. So if you ask us, even, you know, at current situation, we are not worried. We think it's not going to have a major impact. There could be a 0.5 or 1% impact in the margin. That's at max is what we think would happen. Because if it's currently 20% of our revenue and in that and 10% is already passed on and then there is 15% which is current delta, even if we are able to manage to pass on majority to the customer or split, then also the bottom line impact should not be more than 0.5 to 1%. And anyway, the other countries are much more expensive than us. If they are looking at an alternate, which is China, they are also currently at 30%. So we are not worried. We are confident that we should be able to do good. And of course, you know, as things evolve in the coming weeks, we will keep everyone updated.
Just a quick follow-up. So, given the way your gross margins are, I guess a 10 to 11% price increase may fully offset the 50% tariff impact over here. But can you maybe remind us what is? Can you maybe remind us the structural competitiveness of buying from India versus a Chinese lab in the U.S. market?
So currently, we are probably at par in terms of pricing, you know, removing the tariff part. And China could be probably 5 to 10% slightly more expensive than what we are. So, you know, in some products, we may be 5% more expensive. In some products, they are 5%. But at an overall level, we are at par with the pricing structure from China. And if the tariffs remain or they, you know, probably go down, go up, it's going to be similar for both parties. And like you rightly said, you know, a marginal price change on the top line could offset this very easily for us. And at the same time, you know, we are driving really strong efforts in different parts of the world, whether it's APAC, whether it's the Middle East, or whether it's Europe. And in the next few quarters, by end of the financial year, we will see that we will be diversifying this business in the future so that the U.S. probably still be a good chunk of it, but we have diversified to de-risk ourselves.
Understood. Those are all my questions.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ashutosh Nimani from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thanks for the opportunity, sir. My first question is on the Bisdent branded aligner segment. So the revenue, if you compare year on year, has been flat. So despite our investment in branding of this business, why has the revenue been flat from 99 crores to, I think it has been a similar range? So could you comment on that, please?
Sure. So if you see, even in our presentation, we clearly mentioned that B2B2C faced some competition. And this competition was more on the pricing part. Now, as a management, we have clear thoughts in our mind that we will focus on maintaining the margins, the bottom line. And that is why we did not indulge in the price situation currently. And anyway, you know, all the price situation that we usually see are there for one or two quarters. And we have already taken steps in terms of how to identify the customer who are looking for the value that we give with our aligners. Slightly new geographies within India where people have perceived our brand to be good. So those steps are taken in that regard for the next upcoming quarters.
Just a follow-up question. Aligner business is majorly India business.
Correct.
Okay. And my second question is, in the presentation it is mentioned that gross profit normalization to be done from quarter two onwards. So what are the drivers, and because we will be selling more scanners, if I understand from your commentary. So what will be the drivers for gross profit normalization and at what level it will settle? And revenue for FY26, do we still plan to grow at the 20-25% rate?
Absolutely.
With the US tariff impact on the 20% rate.
Absolutely. Still, we are confident that we will be in the range of 20-25% in terms of our goal for FY26. And when you spoke about the margin improvement, so as the product mix increases, and you have seen, you know, as we enable the scanner, we go more digital, and if you have done the site visit, you will be able to see that we will keep optimizing the cost in terms of our people and also in terms of material. So when, say, the dollar fluctuates a little, the material would go on a quarter slightly up, slightly down. But we are confident that as we move forward, as we go more digital, we will have more premium products and we will be able to stabilize the gross margins.
Okay. Understood. And sir, the on the other expenses part, are like other expenses last quarter, like Q1 FY25 was 23% of revenue, and this is 19%. So any specific line item which is specifically driving this improvement?
So we, in terms of our ECL, so there is a credit of ECL on the other expenses, and that is what is driving. So we are becoming, you know, more efficient in terms of what we do. In fact, I think our first earning call, we said that we have implemented a newer ERP which has come, which probably in the next couple of quarters is giving us more visibility, more cleaner structure, more access to information. And that is what we are using to improve all the aspects of our other expenses.
So it would be fair to assume it would remain at similar level for the entire year because it's implemented, right?
It is just implemented, so it's been only 4-5 months. And you know, any ERP usually takes about, you know, 6 months to 1 year to get fully implemented. We see there is more improvement in that category as well.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, thanks a lot, sir.
And thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Tushar Manudhane from Motilal Oswal Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So just on the dentist network, you know, if you could throw some light over like past 1 year, how the network has expanded and probably in terms of laboratory so offerings per dentist, how have we, you know, sort of scaled up in terms of getting more business for dentists. So if you could, you know, sort of share your thoughts on this aspect.
Like I had explained before, our primary goal is first to digitize the network and cross-sell to the network. That is what is the primary goal, because that's the low-hanging fruit that we already have, versus going out and getting new customers, which is still a part of KRA for the sales team, that they have to get newer customer base. But at the same time, like I explained, currently in the operation, we have the cashier and the ATM both. So the goal here is the sooner we expand digital dentistry, the sooner we make this 90-95%, then post that 2-3 quarters later, once we are able to achieve this, then the simple KRA KPI for the sales team is cross-sell the dental products to the aligner customers, cross-sell the aligner products to the dental customers, and get newer customers. So that is the current way that we are moving, and we are tracking internally of how we are able to convert a dental customer to aligner, aligner customer to dental, and at the same time, our salespeople, when they use scan as a service and they go to a doctor, we have been able to sell the scanner to the same doctor. So that's our sales funnel. And that is how, if you see this quarter, we have almost sold 2.5 times scanner than that we sold last quarter.
So what is the plan for number of scanners over the full year?
So, you know, this quarter we are at about a couple of 208 scanners approximately. The goal in our mind, it should be, we should be able to deploy 1,000. That's the current goal in mind. And we see how things shape up quarter on quarter, but that's the current goal, that if we are able to deploy 1,000 scanners, we are, you know, locking in 1,000 customers who are giving us business. And then the sales team can move to a new 1,000 customers to give scan as a service.
Got it. And to support that, the MRs or the field force remains largely stable, right? Because it is more about conversion of the existing doctors, dentists.
Correct. Of course, there will be always a few tweaks. You know, we are doing some replacements, some new geography addition. So that will happen, but on more or less, it's not changing a lot.
Got it. Sir, on the export side, outside US, other geographies, if you could, you know, sort of help understand the growth prospects outside US, maybe the other countries.
Sure. Like you said, you know, we have APAC, we have the Middle East, we have Europe. You know, post our IDS Germany show that we did, which we explained in last quarterly call, it is giving us good results. We have got a lot of leads from Europe, Middle East and APAC, and in the next few coming quarters, we'll start seeing results that we are becoming a more global company. That is the goal that we have set for ourselves.
Got it. So on the Vavia business, there has been a decent growth.
Yes, that is the IDS impact, right? That is the impact of IDS, where we already had certain registrations when we went, when we exhibited in the biggest exhibition, where we got a chance after 2 years, because it happens only once in 2 years. We have started to see that growth. And similarly, what we are seeing in VDI eventually will happen in KIDZI as well. Over there, just the regulatory clearance is the hurdle.
Got it. And so just lastly, on the supporting facility side, any plans to further add in terms of cities to, you know, have that last touch point, or we are good to go with the existing cities?
No, we keep evaluating, you know, every month, every quarter, Tushar. So if we think the potential of the business is rising, the customer expectation is for us to have a touch-up center through which we will be able to grow the business, then we'll always keep thinking of the hub and the spoke thought process. That if the spoke can help the growth in a faster way, then we take a decision and we put the spoke in. But as long as we feel it's not needed, we will not do it. So it's just based on demand and supply that we see in the respective city.
Understood. And just lastly from my side, how much of the advertisement spend would be there for this year, like compared to FY25? In absolute amount or as a percentage of sales?
It will still be under 5%. So we still keep that. We always keep it under 5%, and even this year it will still be under 5%.
Got it. That's it from me.
Sure. Thank you, Tushar.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and 1 to ask question. The next question is from the line of Smith Kala from RSNP Ventures. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So as the employee expenses have increased for the upcoming growth to come in the coming quarters, should this run rate hold for the growth to come?
We should be in the similar range moving forward.
Okay. And if I understand the current percentage of revenue from US is around 20%. Is my understanding correct?
That's correct, Smith.
Okay. And on the growth coming, do we have sufficient capacity in our labs to serve with a growth of 20-25% for the coming 2 to 3 years?
Oh, yes. So currently we have the capacity. All we need is add more machines, and that's why we have raised the capital, and we will use the IPO funds as and when we keep needing those for our expansion.
So what will be the amount of the capex?
So in our, you know, IPO plan, we had said that we are going to be in the range of about 68 crores for the next 2 years, and we still feel that that is more than sufficient for us to expand.
Okay, thank you. That was all from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Great.
As that was the last question for the day, I would now hand the conference over to the management for its closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Just 1 second.
So, thank you. With this, I conclude the call. If you have any further queries, please contact SGA, our investor relations advisor. Thank you everyone for joining us today on this earning call. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. On behalf of Motilal Oswal Financial Services Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.